for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item, or indeed leaving the room, and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM feature so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Thank you. Okay, members, we make a start. Apologies, please, Sarah.
Yep, we have apologies from Councillors Casey, Devlin, Enright, Gibbons, Lewis, Owen and Hanlon.
Okay. Chair, just to advise, that means that we are not actually quorate for this meeting because we don't have sufficient attendance by councillors. So we can go ahead with the meeting, but any items that require decision cannot actually stand at today's meeting. Therefore, items 3, 4, 6 and 14 will have to be deferred to the September meeting of the Audit Committee because they require decisions of members. The main item on today's meeting is the presentation of accounts, item 9. We will go ahead with that, but we will then revisit that at the September meeting as well, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Tarina. Okay, members, any declarations of interest before we move forward? Okay. Moving on then, as Doreen has already said, items 3 and 4 have to be deferred. Therefore, we move directly to item number 5, members' register of interest. Gerard, if you want to take that one, please.
So, Chair, you'll recall that we had agreed at a previous meeting that we would circulate by way of a reminder to members and I suppose specifically to new members to ensure that all have their register of interest up to date. So, again, it does remain the obligation and I suppose the duty of members to ensure that this is up to date. But council officers are providing a reminder service. So another reminder was sent to members in June of this year, and you'll see there at 2.4 we have had returns back from certain members, and any that have advised of changes, those amendments have been made. Our two newly co-opted councillors post the assembly elections have also submitted their declarations of interest forms, and just to remind all members that they are on our website, are publicly available, and therefore it is incumbent on members to keep those up to date at all times by contacting Democratic Services. So that's for noting, Chair.
Thank you, Doreena. Could I get a proposer and seconder to note? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, happy to propose, Chair.
Sorry.
Yeah, just a comment. We said at the last, I think it was two audit committee meetings ago, that no response from councillors was a nil return, that there was no change. So if we could have that noted as well, because, you know, looking back and you have 9 responses, most councillors know that by not responding, there's no change. So if we note that, maybe for the next audit committee. But happy to propose.
Thank you, Councillor Byrne. We'll do that. Thank you. Okay, proposer and seconder then, members, if I may, to note the report. Okay, so I'll take it Councillor Byrne as a proposer.
Yep.
And Councillor McAteer as a seconder. Thank you. Item number 6, members, has been deferred, as already indicated. Item number 7 is in relation to prompt payments, and I think Gerard's going to take this report for us. Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, you'll see at 2.2, for quarter 4 of the 21-22 year, 80% of all invoices were paid within the statutory 30 days. So, this is a downward trend, and it was explained at the last audit committee. We got a new PCOS, purchase to pay system, in place since the beginning of January. And we had two systems running side by side. So we'll expect to see the statistics steadily increasing from quarter one onwards. So at the September committee, we'll hopefully have quarter one and quarter two statistics.
Okay, thank you, Gerard. Members, any questions? Okay, members, there's no indication there. If we could get a proposer and seconder to note that report, please. Okay, members, that's proposed by Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Moving on then, members, to item number 8. It's the Assurance Statement of Code of Governance for the Council, and I'd ask Gerard to take this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. So members, at 2.1, I give a brief overview of the assurance framework. This comes to the Audit Committee annually, and the reason it comes to the Audit Committee is it feeds directly into our Statement of Accounts each year. And really, it demonstrates how different sources of assurance and related key elements control measures combine to enable Council to monitor its governance arrangements and produce the evidence to support its annual governance statements. So no significant changes were needed this year, so it's just there for members to note.
Okay, thank you, Gerard. Members have not indicated any questions, so if we could get a proposal and seconder to note the report, please. Okay, proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor McAteer. Thank you. My members, items 9 to 14 are deemed to be restricted under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So could I have a proposer and seconder to move into closed business? Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Byrne. Okay, members, thank you for that. We'll wait for the recording to stop. Sorry, Sarah.
The recording has started now, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, members, just to bring everybody up to date in relation to the items that were discussed in closed business. Item number 9, the presentation on the unaudited financial statements. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the unaudited statement of accounts for year end 31 March 2022. Item number 10, update re-audit recommendations. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the update in relation to the audit recommendations. Item number 11, direct ward contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the quarter one update in relation to single tender actions. Item number 12, update in relation to fraud and whistleblowing. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to A, note the update in relation to fraud and raising concerns cases, which has been detailed at Appendix 1, and B, to note the progress on actions arising from the NIAO internal fraud risk self-assessment. Item number 13, the ASM Internal Audit Summary Report. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the ASM Summary Report. And item number 14, the ASM Internal Audit Strategy and Audit Plan has been deferred to September's meeting. Okay, members, I believe that brings us to item number 15, the 2022-23 Performance Improvement Plan, published on the 30th of June 2022. And who's taking that? Doreena is going to take that report. Thank you, Doreena.
So members, really just to advise the committee today that the performance improvement plan for the 22-23 year, it's been through public consultation. It's been approved by the SPNR committee at the meeting on the 16th of June and is now published on Council's website in accordance with the statutory requirement to publish before the 30th of June. So let's bring it to the attention of this committee for noting, members. Thank you.
Thank you, Doreena. Members, any questions? Okay, members, could I have a proposer and seconder to note the report, please? Proposed by Councillor Byrne. And seconded by Councillor McAteer. Thank you. Members, just before we complete the meeting, I wanted to say a few words, just congratulations to Gerard on being recently appointed to as Assistant Director of Finance and Performance. Stuart, I know you'll do an excellent job because it's been great working with you in your other role and indeed in your acting role over the last 12 months. You're excellent at your job and I just want to wish you good luck. And I want to obviously wish Dorina the very best of luck because she's leaving the council and no doubt everybody is very sorry to see her go, including myself. Again, Dorina, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you. You're also an excellent officer of the council and it's been my whole role has been so easy working with both Dorina and Gerard, I have to say. So I want to wish you all the very best of luck and hopefully we'll see you again in the future. And then I want to wish Josephine, who's been appointed as new director, all the very best in her new role as well. So members, it's a sad day to see Dorina go, but I'm sure she'll do extremely well in her new post. So thank you, members, for today. OK, members, that brings the meeting to conclusion. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
All the best, Dorina.
Thanks very much.
Take care.